From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, meets the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News, described the cars ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday and killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer was a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry. 19 others were injured, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash. The United States' top general has arrived on the Korean Peninsula amid unprecedented threats between Washington and Pyongyang. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and she reports from Osan Air Base in South Korea.
After speaking with military and political leaders Monday in Seoul, Dunford heads to China, a nation seen as crucial to international plans to stop North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Chinese leaders have been reluctant to deny resources to North Korea in order to pressure Pyongyang to curb its nuclear weapons ambitions. But Beijing has shown signs it could be growing weary of its bad-behaving neighbor. China has voted alongside a unanimous UN Security Council to impose strict new sanctions on Pyongyang. And Chinese Communist Party newspaper, The Global Times, warned that China will not come to North Korea's aid if it launches missiles threatening American soil. Carla Babb, VOA News, Osan Air Base, South Korea.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump and other members of his administration have urged China to use its position as North Korea's most important ally to pressure the country to give up its nuclear weapons program. The United States is condemning the murders of seven Syrian White Helmet civil defense members in rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets say unidentified gunmen shot the seven members dead during a raid on their base Saturday in the town of Sarmin, west of Idlib city. No one has claimed responsibility. The Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which controls Idlib province, condemned what it calls an ugly crime and vows to hunt down the killers and protect the White Helmets. The White Helmets are Syrian civil defense workers who volunteer to rush in with no hesitation to pull civilians out of bomb buildings in rebel-held areas. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding eight. Communications Minister Remy Dangeneau said the dead are mainly children and women, and the toll would likely rise. The nationalities of the victims are reported to include Burkinabes and foreigners. Burkina Faso President Rochemark Christian Kabore said the raid was a despicable attack that has Ouagadougou in mourning. In a Twitter message, the president said the fight against terrorism is a long-term struggle. French President Emmanuel Macron and Kabore are set to talk about the attack Monday. Burkina Faso is a former French colony. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence encountered resistance from Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Sunday over President Donald Trump's threat to use military action in Venezuela. Speaking at a joint news conference with Santos in Cartagena, Pence did not rule out using military force, but he did not directly talk about it either. Pence told the Colombian president that the U.S. would much prefer what he called a peaceable solution for Venezuela. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.